In this bulletin, Australians urged to download the government's coronavirus contract tracing app. The government acquires 10 million additional COVID-19 tests. And in sport, Victoria Police investigate the theft of an AFL Premiership medal. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyers. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has again urged all Australians to register for the federal government's coronavirus contact tracing app. More than 2.8 million Australians have already downloaded the COVIDSafe app since it became available on Sunday. Mr Morrison has called for many more Australians to do the same, saying it will allow a more widespread easing of social distancing restrictions.
Downloading the app is like putting on sunscreen to go out into the sun. It gives us protection as a nation. It protects you, it protects your family, it protects your loved ones, it protects our health workers, and it protects your job and the jobs of many others, because it enables us to move forward and to get the economy back on the track we want it to be on.
The Australian government is continuing to demand an independent inquiry into the origins of the coronavirus pandemic, despite the risk of an escalation of diplomatic tensions with China. Treasurer Josh Frydenberg has told Sky News the government will continue to support moves to ensure a transparent and independent assessment of the pandemic's origins takes place.
We won't bow to economic coercion. We will continue to talk up in Australia's national interest, and we won't trade off health outcomes for economic outcomes.
Australia has obtained another 10 million coronavirus testing kits and pathology equipment from China. The kits were acquired with the help of mining magnate Andrew Forrest and cost $320 million. The federal government will repay Mr. Forrest for the equipment over time. Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt says the additional testing kits will ensure Australia is better placed to contain the COVID-19 outbreak.
This will multiply our tests between now and the end of the year by almost 20-fold. What that says to Australians is we have the supply lines, we have the health capacity, and we have the pathway back.
The federal government is working on a plan to ensure Australians struggling with their mental health get the support they need. The National Mental Health Commission's Chief Executive, Christine Morgan, says Beyond Blue has reported a 40% increase in contact compared to this time last year. But she says the overall number of people engaging with mental health professionals has actually fallen. Ms. Morgan says the government's plan must ensure everyone who needs mental health support is reached.
We are looking at significantly ramping up our ability to coordinate service delivery, to ensure that the accessibility that we've opened up with telehealth, the accessibility we've opened up with increased digital and online services, is able to be accessed by Australians in a way that passes across our jurisdictional and Commonwealth systems. We need to make that work better.
And you can get mental health support or information by contacting Lifeline on 13 11 14. In sport, Victoria Police is investigating the theft of an AFL Premiership medal stolen from a Melbourne home this month. Police say the burglary happened sometime between the 14th and 26th of April at an address in Albert Park belonging to Bulldogs player Easton Wood. A 2016 AFL Premiership medal was stolen, along with a 2016 AFL Premiership watch, a World War I service identification tag, and other items. No one was at home at the time of the robbery. And now a look at tomorrow's weather. Perth, sunny and 22. Adelaide, showers, 15. Melbourne, showers increasing and 13. Hobart, showers easing, 16. Canberra, rain and 13 degrees. Wollongong, rain becoming windy, 22. Sydney, rain and 25. Newcastle, rain becoming windy, 25 degrees. Brisbane, a shower or two, 29. Cairns, mostly sunny, 31. And Darwin, similar conditions and 35 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.